This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue bi-idhnillahi ta'ala our lessons in the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. We are currently studying the Medina Arabic syllabus. Durusul lughati al-arabiyyati lighayri an-natiqina biha. Lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in book 3 and this is our third majlis and we are still in lesson number 1. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will complete lesson 1 and we will read through the passage in lesson 2. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, in our previous majalis, we discussed that the Arabic language, we have words which are mu'rab, words which are mu'rab, that change can occur in these words. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. And there are other words which are mabni, that they are absolutely not open to any changing whatsoever. Huwa, hiya, etc. We learned about, when it comes to the signs, we have the primary signs, your dhamma, your fatha, your kasra. Then we also have secondary signs. We have secondary signs when it comes to, for example, the masculine, the sound feminine plural, jam mu'annath salim, sound feminine plural. When it comes to mamnu'um minasarf, diptotes. When it comes to the famous asma'ul khamsa, when it comes to the sound masculine plural, when it comes to duals, then they take on what we would call the secondary signs. Secondary signs. So for example, female names are diptotes. Fatima is a diptote. We wouldn't say ila Fatimati. No, it cannot take a kasra. Rather, it would take the secondary sign, which would be a fatha. So it's not taking the original, but a secondary replacement sign. Ila Fatimata. Ila Fatimata. Excellent. We moved on and we also learned about the third category, and those were latent or estimated signs. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. We talked about that bina, those words which are not open to any change. We talked about the mu'rab words. We discussed the various categories from amongst them. And we stopped in ba, with regards to af'al. So we talked about the nouns, mashallah, and the classification and divisions and the intricacies related to the nouns. We now move on to ba, fil af'al in verbs. Remember verbs, we have madi, past tense, we have mudari', present or future tense, and then we have amr, which is an order, imperative, an order. Jameel. Example, daraba, he hit. Yadribu, he is hitting. Idrib, hit. You are ordering somebody to hit. Excellent. With regards to these three types of verbs, then we find that the madi, the past tense, this is mabni. The past tense, it is mabni. And the amr is also mabni. So the imperative, the order, idrib, not open to change. Past tense, daraba, not open to change. The only one that's open to change, it is mu'rad and not mabni, is our fi'l mudari', our present slash future tense verb. And it has three moods. It can be marfu', dhammified, as one might call it. It can be mansub. It can be mansub. Or it can be majzoom. Majzoom, ending with a sukoon, insha'Allah. As we will discuss, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Let's begin. Al-mu'rab wal-mabni min al-af'al. That mu'rab, open to change, and mabni, not open to change, with regards to verbs, are classified as, number 1, al-fi'lu al-madi wa fi'lu al-amri mabniyani. that the past tense and the imperative order, they are mabniyani, they are mabni, not open to change. والفعل المضارع معرب. As for present slash future tense verb, it is معرب, open to change. Except إلا إذا اتصلت به نون النسوة فيكون مبنيا. Except if, for example, we have the noon and niswa, then it becomes mabni. This is the second and the third person plural with regards to that matter, as we will discuss insha'Allah. Examples, number one. Afhamu hadha darsa. Afhamu hadha darsa. I understand this lesson. Afhamu. Afhamu is our fi'il mudari'. So here it is marfu'. Afhamu hadha darsa. Afhamu hadha darsa. Jamil. Afhamu. Ending with a dhamma. So it's taking an original sign, which is a dhamma. Another example. Uridu an afhama. See, it's changed now. Uridu an afhama. Uridu an afhama. It's mansub. Previously it was marfu'. Now it's mansub with a fatha. أريد أن أفهم هذا الدرس. I want to understand this lesson. جميل. The next one. لم أفهم هذا الدرس. Now it's مجزوم. It's got a سكون on it. لم أفهم هذا الدرس. I did not understand this lesson. So we have أفهم. We have أفهم. And we have أفهم. These are مرفوع, منصوب, and majzoom, walhamdulillah. Important, as we discussed previously, that there are certain words which, if they come before the present tense verb, then they make the present tense verb into mansoob. Example, an afhama, lan yafhama, likay, idhan, hatta. So these are those that if they come before the present slash future tense verb, fi'il mudari, then it becomes mansub. And with regards to majzoom, making it sukunified, if for example, there comes before it, lam, lamma, wal, fal, li, in, then it would be majzoom, insha'Allah. علامات الإعراب الأصلية والفرعية. Now they go into the matter of the original signs and the secondary signs. علامات الإعراب في المضارع ثلاث. وهي ضمة. So the original signs, a dhamma, a fatha, and a sukoon. The dhamma is for marfu', the fatha is for mansub, and the sukoon for majzoom. Simple, masha'Allah. وَهُنَاكَ عَلَامَاتْ أُخْرَى فَرْعِيَّ. Then there are secondary signs. وَهِيَ فِي الْأَنْوَاءَ الْآتِيَ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ. And they are for the following. Number one, and number two, what are they? الْأَفْعَالْ الْخَمْسَ. The five verbs, five special verbs. علامة الرفع فيها ثبوت النون وعلامة النصب والجزم حذف النون. The sign that this word is مرفوع will be the presence of the noon. And the sign that it's منصوب or it is مجزوم will be that we drop the noon. Examples. أتريدون أن تذهبوا. So after أن, technically the verb will be mansubified. And the sign that it's mansubified here is that we dropped the noon. أتريدون أن تذهبوا. أتريدون أن تذهبوا. We say it is mansub بحذف النون. It is mansub, and the sign that it's mansub is that we dropped the noon. أتريدون أن تذهبوا. Originally تذهبون, we dropped the noon. أتريدون أن تذهبوا. Another example. ألم تذهبي إلى المدرسة يا مريم. ألم تذهبي إلى المدرسة يا مريم. And so we dropped the noon again. And this is the sign that it is مجزوم. So for the mansub form and the majzoom form, what do? We drop the noon, and that's the sign for that. Walhamdulillah. Number two. Al-fi'l an-naqis alamatu al-jazm fihi hadfu akhirihi. Example. Lam yamshi. Lam yad'u. Lam yansa. لم يمشي didn't walk. لم يدعو didn't make دعاء. لم ينسى didn't forget. And so here that they are مجزوم, مجزوم. And the sign that it's مجزوم is that we drop the حرف, we drop the حرف of إلا. The weak letter was dropped. لم يمشي, لم يدعو, لم ينسى. We dropped the weak letter. So technically, even though it's got the first one, لم يمشي got a كسرة. لم يدعو got a ضمة. لم ينسى has a فتحة. But they are مرفوع, منصوب, and مجزوم. And the sign is the fact that we dropped the حرف of إلا, the letter which was the weak letter. So we covered number one, the asli signs, dhamma, fatha, kasra. Number two, the secondary signs. And lastly, again, just like the nouns, we have al-i'rab al-taqdiri, estimated signs, estimated signs. And this is with regards to the fi'l naqis, fi'l naqis. Example, alamatu raf fil fi'l al-naqis, the sign that the fi'l naqis is marfu, is example, يمشي يدعو ينسى. We say فعل مضارع مرفوع, example يمشي فعل مضارع مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضمة مقدرة. And the sign that it is مرفوع is an estimated ضمة, an estimated ضمة. Same with يدعو, same with ينسى. علامة النصب في الفعل الناقص المفتوح العين لن أنسى, لن أنسى, أنسى. لن أنسى, أنسى, we would say it is فعل مضارع منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة مقدرة. علامة الجزم في الفعل المضاعف لم أحج, لم أحج, فعلامة جزمه سكون مقدرة. So we would say لم أحج, أحج is our فعل مضارع مجزوم وعلامة جزمه سكون مقدرة. والحمد لله, والحمد لله. And many of these matters, يا عبد الله, يا أمت الله, will become clearer as we move on, inshallah. Let's cover the تمارين, the exercises. Number one, they say to us, عين المعرب من المبني فيما يأتي. They want you to indicate whether the word is معرب or whether it is مبني, inshallah. جميل. دخل, دخل is the past tense, مبني. اجلس, اجلس, you are ordering somebody to sit. It is فعل أمر, it is مبني. يذهب, this is معرب. يذهب, present tense, معرب. تفهمنا, 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 it is مبني. تفهمنا, it is مبني. تفهمنا, it is مبني. يخرجون, يخرجون, يخرجون is فعل مضارع, and so it is معرب. تشربين, تشربين is also معرب. And يكتبنا, it is, يكتبنا is, يكتبنا is مبني, يكتبنا is مبني, يكتبنا is مبني. والحمد لله. Number two, ما علامات الإعراب الأصلية في المضارع? What are the original signs? What are the original signs? Original signs are ضمة فتحة and كسرة. Simple as that. ما علامات الإعراب الفرعية في الأفعال الخمسة? With regards to the أفعال الخمسة, then the sign that it is مرفوع is that we leave the noon. And the sign that it is مجزوم or منصوب is that we drop the noon. Excellent. Number four. ما علامة الجزم الفرعية في الفعل الناقص? في الفعل الناقص. فعل الناقص. فعل الناقص. If it is مجزوم, then حذف آخره. حذف آخره. We drop the weak letter in the end. ما علامة الرفع في الفعل الناقص? جيد. ما علامة الرفع في الفعل الناقص? ضمة مقدرة. So when it comes to being مجزوم, we drop the weak letter. But when it comes to it being منصوب or مرفوع, and especially they asking about مرفوع here, علامة الرفع في الفعل الناقص. ما علامة الرفع في الفعل الناقص? ضمة مقدرة. ما علامة النصب في الفعل الناقص المفتوح العين؟ Specifically مفتوح العين. Then here also it is فتحة مقدرة. علامة الجزم في الفعل المضاعف. What is the علامة of جزم في الفعل المضاعف؟ It is سكون مقدرة. سكون مقدرة. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We've covered now what? What have we covered? We have covered إعراب and بناء. We covered إعراب and بناء. جيد. We covered إعراب and بناء. Those words open to change in nouns, those words open to change in verbs, those words not open to any change in nouns and in verbs. Jameel, mashallah. We also covered reasons why a word would be marfu', reasons why a word would be mansub, reasons why it would be majroor, etc. Mashallah, tabarakallah. حياكم الله. We covered المرفوعات من الأسماء. We covered منسوبات من الأسماء. We covered مجرورات. Excellent. والحمد لله. And so with that, بإذن الله تعالى, we move on to lesson number two. Lesson number two. Lesson number two, we will read through the passage بإذن الله تعالى. And in our next majlis, we will go through the various concepts and explain the new matters, insha'Allah. But let us for now familiarize ourselves with the dialogue passage. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الدرس الثاني, lesson number two. المدرس, the teacher says, أين حامد؟ أين حامد؟ Where's Hamid? Faisal says, brother Faisal, not Faisal. Faisal. سيأتي بعد قليل. He will come after a short while. سيأتي, the scene, future. He will come. سيأتي بعد قليل, after a short while. إن شاء الله, if Allah wills. رأيته وهو يدخل الحمام. I saw him and he was entering the toilet. رأيته, I saw him. وهو, this wow is called the wow of حال, indicating the state of that person, what the person was doing at that moment. رأيته, I saw him. Past tense, I saw him 10 minutes ago, 1 hour ago. وهو يدخل الحمام, and he was entering the toilet. Question, is he entering the toilet right now or at the time that you saw him half an hour ago? So it's a past tense matter. But we use a present tense verb, as you can see in front of you. But the meaning is past tense. رَأَيْتُهُ وَهُوَ يَدْخُلُ الْحَمَّامَ. I saw him and he was entering the toilet. الْمُدَرِّسُ وَأَيْنَ حَمْزَةُ. And where's Hamza? خرج من الفصل وهو يحمل كتبه. خرج من الفصل. He exited from the classroom. وهو يحمل. And he was carrying كتبه, his books. Same story again. The wow of حال, indicating his حال, his state at that time. وهو يحمل كتبه. And he was carrying his books. Present tense verb is used, but technically the meaning is past tense. And he was carrying his books 10 minutes ago, half an hour ago. خرج من الفصل وهو يحمل كتبه. And he was carrying his books. أظن أنه رجع. I think that he returned إلى المهجع, to the dormitory. I think that he's returned to the dormitory. Then we have معاوية. So the brother's name is معاوية. رأيته وهو يدخل المستوصفة. I saw him while he was entering the clinic. رأيته وهو يدخل المستوصفة. I saw him while he was entering the clinic. لعله مريض. I fear that he is sick. Remember, لعل is a sister of إن. And technically, لعل can be used for I hope such and such or I fear such and such. إشفاق or ترجي. جيد. So here it's obviously لعله مريض. I fear that he is sick. Not I hope he is sick, but rather I fear that he is sick. Then the مدرس says شفاه الله. May Allah grant him شفاء. Technically شفاه الله. The word شفاه is past tense, but we will translate it as may Allah grant him شفاء. Just like when you say about somebody who already passed away, we say that rahimahullah, 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 meaning, you know, technically it's a past tense verb. Allah had mercy upon him. But we say it in the context of may Allah have mercy upon him. Jayid. The meaning technically is like future tense. Like how we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessings and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Excellent. So here, shafahullahu, may Allah grant him shifa. Mata raja'tum min makkata ya ikhwanu. When did you people return from Makkah, O brothers? Raja'na masa'a amsi. We returned masa'a. Masa'a meaning evening. We have the adhkar of the sabah, the morning, and the adhkar of the masa'a, the evening. Raja'na masa'a amsi. We returned evening of last night. Last evening. Kharajna min Makkata, we exited, we left from Mecca. Washamsu tatlu'u, and the sun was arising. Tatlu'u, tulu' means to rise. Tala' al-badru alayna, the badr, the full moon has risen upon us. Wa wasalna tayyibata tayyibata, and we returned, or we arrived. Wasalna, we arrived. طيبه الطيبه, in the pure of the pure, meaning Medina al-Munawwara, the pure place, the طيبه, Medina طيبه. والناس يخرجون من المسجد النبوي, and people were leaving from Masjid al-Nabawi بعد صلاه الظهر, and we arrived in Medina al-Munawwara, and people were leaving from Masjid al-Nabawi after صلاه الظهر. تقبل الله عمرتكم, the teacher says, تقبل الله, may Allah accept from you people, تقبل الله عمرتكم, you people's umrah. On the day of Eid in Ramadan, we say to people, تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. We ask Allah to accept from us and accept from you people your good deeds. Here the teacher says, تقبل الله عمرتكم, may Allah accept you people's umrah. Ameen. What does Ameen mean? Ameen means, O Allah accept. O Allah accept. That's why after Surah Al-Fatiha, we say Ameen. That's why after a dua, we say Ameen, which means, O Allah accept. Iqra al-hadith. اقرأ الحديث المكتوبة اقرأ الحديث المكتوبة على السبورة يا معاوية. Read the hadith which is written on the board, O Muawiyah. اقرأ الحديث المكتوبة على السبورة يا معاوية. يقف ويقرأ, he stands and he reads. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ وأنت جالس, the teacher says. Read while you are seated. Read while you are seated. Don't need to stand. Sit and read. Muawiyah says, أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقف. أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقف. أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقف. I want to read while I am standing. I want to read while I am standing, in the hal of me being standing. So this wow indicating his hal, his state. أريد أن أقرأ وأنا وأنا واقف. I want to read while I'm standing. كما تشاء, as you wish. As you wish. كما تشاء. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد فقال صلي ركعتين متفق عليه. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, upon the authority of جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه, he stated, أتيت النبي, I came to the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد, while he was in the masjid, فقال, and he said, صلي ركعتين, pray two rak'as of prayers, to pray two units of prayers. متفق عليه, this hadith has been agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, and it's narrated in both the collections by the same narrator, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an. Remember, if somebody says it's reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, then technically it might be reported by Imam al-Bukhari maybe upon the authority of Abu Huraira, and whereas in Sahih Muslim by Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala an. But if somebody says muttafaq alayhi, then in both the collections, it's narrated by the same companion. أشرح لكم الدرس الآن. Teacher says, أشرح لكم الدرس الآن. I will explain to you people the lesson now. فاسمعوا. Listen, listen, listen carefully. ولا تكتبوا شيئا. And do not write anything. لا تكتبوا شيئا. ولا تكتبوا شيئا. And all of you, don't write anything. وأنا أشرح. While I am explaining. تأتي الواو. تأتي الواو. The واو comes لمعان كثيرة. For different meanings. Many meanings. The واو has many meanings. منها العطف. One of them is عطف. Joining. نحو example. خرج الزبير وحامد. زبير and حامد both left. خرج الزبير وحامد. خرج الزبير وحامد. And so here it's like an conjunction. درسنا اليوم السيرة والفقه. We studied today سيرة and فقه. أكلت وشربت. I ate and I drank. ومنها القسم. Also another usage of wow is a قسم, an oath. Example. والله ما رأيته. والله I didn't see him. والواو القسم من حروف الجر. And the wow of قسم is from the حروف of جر. Example. والله. والله. Why with the كسرة? Why والله? Why is Allah مجرور? Because of the wow. Because of the wow. The wow here is a حرف of جر. The wow of قسم. والله. Excellent. جميل. ومنها الحال. Also the third usage of wow is the hal, the state. Example. أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was in the masjid. أي حال كونه في المسجد. Meaning the wow indicating his حال كونه في المسجد. His state was that he was in the masjid. رأيت الحسن وهو يخرج من المقصف. I saw Hassan while he was exiting from the cafeteria, from the canteen. أي حال خروجه منه. During the time, I saw him while he was doing that action. حال خروجه منه. حال خروجه منه while he was exiting from it. وإليكم أمثلة أخرى لواو الحال. And here are more examples of the wow of حال. مات أبي وأنا صغير. My father passed away while I was young. مات أبي وأنا صغير. دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع. دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع. I entered the masjid while the imam was in ركوع. لا تأكل وأنت شبعان. Don't eat when you are full. لا تأكل وأنت شبعان. لا تأكل وأنت شبعان. لا تأكل وأنت شبعان. Don't eat while you are full. لعلكم فهمتم, the teacher says, and لعلكم فهمتم, that I hope you people have now understood. لعلكم فهمتم, that I hope that you people have understood. هات الآن مثالا. Give an example لواو العطف يا أيوب. Give an example of the wow of conjunction, O أيوب. أيوب says, ذهبت إلى السوق واشتريت أشياء. I went to the marketplace and I bought stuff. ذهبت إلى السوق واشتريت أشياء. I went to the marketplace and I bought stuff. أحسنت. Excellent. Well done. هات مثالا لواو القسم يا معاوية. Give an example of the wow of قسم, O معاوية. والله ما غبت قط. والله ما غبت قط. والله I've not been absent for anything. والله ما غبت قط. I've never been absent. أحسنت. هات مثالا لواو الحال يا فيصل. فيصل, you give an example of the wow of حال. دخلت المسجد. I entered the masjid. والإمام يخطب. While the imam was delivering the خطبة. The teacher says, أحسنت. هات مثالا آخر يا يونس. يونس, you give another example. طلبت العلم وأنا كبير. I sought knowledge while I was old. أحسنت يا عبيد الله. Oh, عبيد الله. أحسنت يا عبيد الله. عبيد الله is the diminutive form of Abdullah. Abdullah and Ubaid is the smaller version. اذكر آية فيها واو للحال. Mention a verse of the Quran with the waw of hal. Ubaydullah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. This is from Surah Al-Baqarah. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار. وهم كفار. This wow here is a wow of hal. Those who disbelieve and they die while they're in the state of kufr. أولئك عليهم لعنة الله. Upon them is the curse of Allah والملائكة والناس أجمعين. And the curse of the angels and all of the people together. The teacher says, أين واو الحال في هذه الآية? Where's the wow of hal in this verse? في قوله تعالى وهم كفار. عبيد الله says وهم كفار. The wow is of hal is there. أحسنت بقي ثلاث دقائق. There are 3 minutes remaining. فهل من سؤال? Are there any questions? نعم لدي سؤال. Yes, I have a question. لدي. I have a question. ما معنى الحرم? ما معنى الحرم? What does حرم mean? في قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. What does this mean? يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. Oh, you who believe, do not hunt any of the hunting animals while you are in the state of ihram, or while you are in the haram boundaries. معناها محرمون. معناها محرمون. It means that you people are in the state of ihram. So when you're in the state of ihram, you cannot be hunting. So here, معناها محرمون. مفردها حرام. A محرم. Muawiyah says, جزاك الله خيرا. يرن الجرس. The bell rings. ويخرج المدرس وهو يقول. And the teacher, he leaves while saying, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And he greets the students. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله بإذن الله تعالى. In our next majlis, we will discuss what we learnt new here. We learnt, for example, the wow can be used as conjunction. جاء سليمان وأحمد وإلياس. The wow can mean also by جيد. والله, by Allah such and such. It can also be the wow of حال. We will discuss inshallah. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Before we end off this majlis, we take a little bit of vocab, inshallah. A little bit of vocab, بإذن الله تعالى. In our last majlis, we had stopped on the letter Jim. نعم, the letter Jim. And so we continue, بإذن الله تعالى, from there. We covered, for example, the word Joe. Joe, what does Joe mean? Joe means weather. The word Jof. Jof, something which is hollow, your internal organs, etc. We also call this in fiqh the Jof. Something has gone down your Jof. Excellent. Ja'izatun. Ja'iza is a prize. Walhamdulillah. With regards to the word Jabe. Jabe can mean your pocket. Jaib can mean your pocket. With regards to ha, we find that the word hub. Hub means love. Hub means love. Habib. Somebody is habib to you, mashallah, beloved to you. The word hibr. Hibr means ink. Hibr means ink. Habl. Habl means rope. That hold on to the habl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Quran. Also, with regards to a woman, we say that she is hubla. She is hubla. Hubla meaning she is pregnant. Pregnant. Hatta means until. Hajar means a stone. And hadath. Hadith is any sort of action. There's a hadith. The brother was involved in a hadith. Hadith is an accident. Jameel. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. One prophetic maxim, inshallah. We find the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim. Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. That be careful. Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. That concentrate on that which benefits you. Wasta'in billah, and seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala ta'jaz, and do not give up. What a beautiful hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Concentrate on that which benefits you in this dunya and in the hereafter. Benefits you in your dunya and in your deen. Don't be lazy. Throw away that kassal, throw away that laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kassal. Oh Allah, seek protection in you from kassal, from being lazy. Concentrate on that which benefits you in this dunya and also what benefits you in the hereafter. Wasta'in billah, and take assistance and help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in sabr. Don't give up in sabr, and also via salah. Also via salah, walhamdulillah. That spirituality you will gain bi-idhnillahi ta'ala via your salah. Seek for obviously anything for your betterment in this dunya or in the hereafter. You need to have knowledge. You need to discuss with people what is best for you in your dunya and in your deen, inshallah. You are beginning this new job. You want to get married to somebody, some major decision, etc. You don't know. Make salatul istikhara with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, if this is good for my deen and my dunya, make it easy for me. And if it is not good for my deen and my dunya, then keep me away from it. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in our next majlis, we will continue on that note. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah to keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who learn, understand, and implement. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ilm an-nafi', knowledge which is beneficial, and not knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah to make our knowledge a proof for us and not a proof against us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Until we meet again, hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.